Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Aleph in Maseches Kiddushin, is 1,351st daf is Shas, as we march together to the halfway point in Shas. Just in about five or six stopim, we will have made our way in the middle of Chag HaPesach, I believe, to the halfway point in Shas. We are beginning the second parak of Kiddushin, the parak of Ha'ish Mikadesh. This parak is going to deal a lot about the fourth word in our Mishnah. Ha'ish Mikadesh Boi Ubishlucho. A man could create Kiddushin, he himself, or he could create a Shliach. And today's daf is going to be focusing on the sources for the concept of Shlichus, that Reuven can make Shimon an emissary on his behalf. Maybe one could even argue the terms, and I'm sure lawyers will have a lot to say about this, the creating a power of attorney on his behalf. He could act on his behalf, or that formulation would not entirely be accurate, but however one formulates it in English, a shliach, an emissary, a messenger, has the ability to create kedushin on behalf of the shliach. And today's daf, we're going to discuss that lechatchila, one needs to see the woman beforehand. Hence, one cannot be mekadesh a woman with a shliach without seeing her before. And then the Gemara is going to discuss different potential sources for the halachos of shlichus. Number one, we're going to see that when it comes to gerushin, there is a concept of shlichus that Chazal learned out. As well as, and here we get the big kicker, and that is by Karban Pesach. The Gemara is going to point out that we have the concept of shlichus, that the Kohen shechts on his behalf. V'shachtu, yet the Pasuk says, V'shachtu also called Kahal Adas Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael, each one of Klal Yisrael, shechted the Karban Pesach. So this is going to be a beautiful parallel to the fact that tomorrow we are going to have the mitzvah of Shechitas Karban Pesach, and today's daf and tomorrow's daf is going to discuss that. We're also going to discuss the pasuk in regards to Truma, Gam Atem, that talks about Shlichus, and that the Gemara is going to probe the extent of Shlichus. Can an Eved be a Shliach? And that will be today's daf. So let's Be'ez Hashem begin. Says the Halakha Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak, Ish Mekadesh in Kedushin, Ish Mekadesh Boyu B'Shluchai, a man could be Mekadesh, he himself, as well as his emissary. Ish Mekadesh is Ba U'B'Shlucha. And a woman can create Kedushin by accepting Kedushin or by having an emissary. Ish Mekadesh is Bitoi Kishihinara Boyu B'Shlucha. And a man can marry off his daughter when she's a Naira. He could do it, or his emissary as well can do it. Rashi points out that if it applies to Naira, certainly it applies to a Ketana, a girl who is underage. Says the Gemara, Hashta Bishluchai. The Mishnah's Lashon is, Ha'ish Mikadesh Boy, U'Bishluchai. Ish can Mikadesh both him and Ishliach. Analyzes the Gemara, why do you even need to say Boy? Why do you even say that he could do the Shlichus? Hashta Bishluchai Mikadesh Boy Mi Boy. Fact, look at Gemara. Once he, an emissary could be made, so certainly the whole power of the emissary comes from the ability of the Mishaleach to do the Kiddushin. So in our case, Reuven will be the Mishaleach, Shimon is the Shliach. If Reuven could send Shimon to do the Kiddushin, so then certainly Reuven himself can do the Kiddushin. Hence the Gemara's question is, why do you need to mention Boy? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef tells us an important klal that we did not mention in the introduction. That's why listening to introduction conclusion is not enough. Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah boy Yosef mibishluchai. Because the mitzvah, a mitzvah is better to be done by the individual himself as opposed to a shliach. Ki hadar Rav Safra, machrich reisha. This is a famous gemara. It's quoted in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Tes as well. That Rav Safra himself cut off the head of the fish to prepare it for Shabbos. So Rav Safra didn't allow his avodim to do it, but rather he himself did. Rava Moloch Shibuta. Rava would salt the fish. Ikadami baha isura nami ispa. Another explanation, taking this idea further. So Rav Yosef answered, the reason why it says boy, and then only then ubishluchai, is the chatchila supposed to be boy. Ikadami, others explain, baha isura nami ispa. That in our case, there's also an isur to do kiddushin simply through a shliach. Now the emphasis over here is simply or only, as we will explain in a moment. It's prohibited for a man to marry a woman until he sees her. Lest he see something that he doesn't like in her, and then find her disgusting. This is an absolutely glorious Gemara. The Gemara says that a man is not allowed to marry a woman until he sees her, even though that might not sound like the frumest thing. Best thing is, he shouldn't see her at all, right? He won't have any come to any Avera. So, he's not supposed to see her a lot, because that's a problem too. But to see her beforehand, he's supposed to. And the reason he's supposed to is because we're afraid that he's not going to like her. He's not going to find her, let's say, attractive. Here the word of the Gemara is Davar Meguna. He'll find something that he'll dislike in her. And what's the problem with that? So he'll be frum. He'll live with her. And he'll treat her well. However, deep down, he will disdain her. And the Torah says, V'lahavta re'echa kamocha. So therefore, a part of preparing for marriage is to find a woman that you will not be miskane alof. So suggests the Gemara in the Ika d'Amri that over here the reason why it's better for the man to do the kedushin is because he's not allowed to simply say I'm going to be frum, learn in the Beis Medrash all day, and the shliach's going to take care of it. Everybody's going to take care of it. My parents are going to take care of it. The shadchan's going to take care of it. Everybody's going to take care of it, and I won't do anything. That could be. He should still learn in the Beis Medrash a lot. But it has to be that Asr La Adam Shi Kadish Isha Ad Shirena Shem Yira Ba Dover Meguna, that he has to be careful not only to see her once, but to make sure that he will not be Miskane Allah. Vichy Itmar Dirav Yosef Asefa Itmar. And according to this explanation, Rav Yosef's observation, Mitzvah Yosef Rishlucho, could actually be inferred from the Seifa. The Seifa also repeated this idea when it said, Isha miskadeshes bo ubishlucha. And we can analyze, Hashta bishlucha mikacha bo mi boi. Why does it say that she needs to do the Kedushin, or she can do the Kedushin herself? Once her Shliach can, as we argued above, so certainly she can. And hence, I'm Rav Yosef, Mitzvah bo Yosef bishlucha. That's where Rav Yosef came to the conclusion, Mitzvah Yosef bishlucha, Kyod Rav Safra. The example we gave of Rav Safra, Machruch Reisha, Rav Melch Shivuta, Avol Baha, but when it comes to this requirement of seeing the fellow beforehand, so here we said there is a chiyuv for a man to see her, because we're afraid that he will disdain her. But when it comes to her, Isura Lespa, there is no Isur by her, Kidre Shlakish, Damar Shlakish, Tavle Mesev, Tandu, Milmesev, Armelu, that it's a mashal, Rashi says, that women would rather live together than they live alone, and hence, Tavla Mesav Tandu, Mila Mesav Armelu, tells us that when it comes to marriage, even if the woman would find something Dover Meguna, she would not be Misgane Alav, she would not hate the whole him and the institution of marriage, because she would rather live together with a man than live alone. The Gemara continues to analyze the next line of the Mishnah. Ha'ish mikadesh es bito kishihi naira. Deduces the Gemara, kishihi naira in kishihi ktana loy. It sounds like that a father can make a shliach to marry off his daughter only when she is a naira. But when she's a ktana, then it can't be done. Now, what could be done? What can't be done? Why could it be that when it comes to a ketana, this statement wouldn't apply? Now, in terms of shlichus, it doesn't make any sense to differentiate between whether the father could make a shliach when she's a naira or a ketana. Rather, the deduction kishi ketana loy misayel rav proves the opinion of rav. Damar Yehuda merav vitem rabbe Lazar osalodim shikashes bita kishi ketana ad shetigodel. The opinion of Rabbi Lazar, or Rav, is that a man is not allowed to marry off his daughter when she's a ketana until she is a gadol. V'te'omer, and she will say, B'ploini ani rotza, that I want to marry this particular person. In other words, Chazal wanted the idea of child marriage to be discouraged. The way the Rambam describes it in Perek Gimel Halacha Yutes, at the end of the day, it can't be that Rav is saying that's prohibited min haTorah. This asur is midrabanan, and that's how the Rambam understands it, because there are parshios in the Torah where we describe a man marrying off his daughter. So the Rambam writes, "V'afal pe sheyesh reshus la'av l'kadesh bita kishi ketana u'kishinara l'chol mishiyirtza." Even though a father has the right to, according to Din Torah, to marry off his daughter, whether a ketana underaged or naira between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, l'chol mishiyirtza, ein roy lasos kein ela mitzvas chachom shleikadesh adam es bita kishi ketana. It's a mitzvah chachamim not to marry off when she's a ketana. Acha tagdo v'teyomer b'ploni ani rotze. So here we already have a progression into Chazal, where Chazal say that even though the Torah might say that it's okay, still we want to take into account more the feelings of the girl than the Din Torah would say, and the mitzvah midrabanan, which the Torah wanted the Rabbanan to introduce these ideas, as Rabbi Chan Wasserman elucidates in a few places, and the Din Rabbanan is to take her feelings into account, Acha Teyamer Ploni Ani Rotze. The Gemara continues, Shlichus Minolan. Alright, we've been introduced to this concept of Shlichus. Where do we know it from? The Sanya we learned in a Brisa based on a Pasuk that we just spent a lot of time discussing, and that is a lot of Maseches Gittin. He is v'chasal ha'sefer krisus, v'nasan biyada, v'shilcha mibesa, v'hoisa l'ish acher. Rashi explains this first drasha is based on the idea that it doesn't really need to say v'shilcha mibesa. It could just say v'girsha. So why the emphasis of v'shilcha? And now here we're going to see in a moment that we're focusing first on the letters vav shin lamed ches, melamed shu avse shliach. It comes to tell us that he could make a shliach. Now we have another drasha, v'shilcha. This is the extra hey in the end of v'shilcha. It could have just said v'shilach, melamed shi yos shliach. That tells us that not only the Baal could make a shliach, but she could also make a shliach. Now the Torah goes on, and it says in the Pasuk, and describes a second marriage, in Pasuk Gimel, in Perek Chavdal. We've been darshaning Pasuk Aleph, as we quoted earlier. And then in Pasuk Gimel, it speaks about when she marries a second man, Usneo Isha Achron, V'kasav lo sefer krisus v'nasam biyata v'shilcha mibeso. So there it says v'shilcha again. Melamates, that tells us something else. Shashliach osa shliach. That one shliach can make another shliach. Analyzes the Gemara, Ashkechon b'gerishin. Okay, so this is the source, before we go on, this is the source of shlichus, v'shilach, v'shilcha, and another v'shilcha, tells us the third halacha, that shliach is ose shliach. We just explained the Gemara according to Rashi, the drashos, particularly according to Rashi. Tosas has a different way of learning, and Mirtzah Shem, when we're zocha to learn it b'iyun, we will do that together. Says the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, Ashkechon, b'gerishin, b'kedushin minolam. So that source works for gerishin, but how do we know for kedushin? The chitam says the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, di aleph migerishin, mal gerishin sheken yeshnon bal karcha. You could argue you can't learn from gerishin, because when it comes to gerishin, it could be done against her will. Says the Gemara, you're right. Omar krov yotzav ha'isa makish havaya litzia. This is a very, very important hekish that we had earlier on Daf Hei, and that is the Torah concludes Pasuk Gimel over there in Dvarim Chav Dalet with V'yotza V'haisa, Pasuk Beis over there. V'yotza V'haisa, actually, the words of the Pasuk are not V'yotza V'haisa. Those of us in yeshivas often make that mistake because the Gemara constantly refers to the Pasuk as V'yotza V'haisa, but actually it's V'yotza Mibesa V'holcha V'haisa L'ishacher. So then she goes out of the first husband's house and gets married to somebody else. So the Torah speaks about Yitzia and Havaya. Makish Havaya li Yitzia. Exactly what the drasha is an interesting question, but at the end of the day, the Gemara tells us that there is an equation between coming in. Havaya means getting married in the parlance of the Torah, li yitzia, as well as in Chazal. Yitzia, of course, is divorce. Ma yitzia mashu shliach, af havaya mashvinami mashu shliach. So when, just like it comes to yitzia, she could create shliach, so too when it comes to havaya, she could also create a shliach. Continues the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, going now to a new topic of shlichus.
Velohodisnam, but what about this that we learned in a Mishnah in Trumas? Ha'omer l'shlucha, someone who says to his shliach, say trom. Go out and take truma off for me. Torim kedas balabayis. So then the shliach tries to assess, when it comes to truma, that truma is a little bit vague. You could take off more truma or less truma. So the shliach is supposed to assess what the balabayis would want. V'im eini yodea das balabayis. And if he doesn't know what the intention would be, torim bebeinanis. Then he gives an average amount, and that is echad michamishin. Then he gives 1/50. The Gemara now adds, going on to Amud Beis, Mamal Amud Beis, Piches Asara O Hosef Asara. What happens if he takes off 10 less? What that means is, explains Rashi, is he takes off 1/4 instead of 1/50. Now, Chazal say that taking off 1/40 is already a mida, the act of someone who wants to give a lot. One who gives 1/60 is someone who doesn't want to give a lot, and one who gives 1/50, that's a mida beinanis. So, piches asara o hosef asara, trumas on truma. If he adds or subtracts, the truma is going to be a valid truma.
Says the Gemara Minalan, how do we know this? V'chi tema di'alef Migerishin. So how do we know the concept of shlichus altogether? Says the Gemara Malik Gerishin Sheken Yeshnan Chol. When it comes to Gerishin, where there is only Chol involved, it doesn't have Kedusha involved. In other words, when it comes to Gerishin, you're not creating a status of Kedusha. One could suggest in Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara here is a little bit vague. In contrast to Truma, of course, Truma is referred to as Kodesh. So then one would argue that shlichus only works in a case of where you're creating chol. But when you're creating kedusha, it's not going to work. Maybe in lomdus we could explain that when it comes to creating a chalois, creating a status that's the das of the bailim, then the bailim themselves need to be involved in a shliach would not work. And so therefore when it comes to truma, so then shlichus will not work. So Amar Kra Atem. Gam Atem L'Rabo Ses HaShliach. Here the Pasuk by Truma in Parshas Korach tells us the mitzvah of Trumas and Maestros. In the conclusion of Parshas Korach, in Pasuk Chav Ches, there the Torah says, not only is there a mitzvah on Yisrael to give Truma to the Kohen and Maeser to the Levi, there's a mitzvah of Trumas and Maeser for the Levi to give to the Kohen. And the Pasuk says, Kein Torimu Gam Atem. Now that's a real mouthful. The Torah there has already told us that there's a chiyuv of Maeser min HaMaeser, and it repeats itself, Kein Torimu Gam Atem. Also you. So what's the Gam coming to add? L'Rabos Es HaShliach. Rashi learns that the Gam is extra. That's coming to include that there is a Shliach for Trumas and Maeseris as well. Says the Gemara, V'nichta Rachmana b'Truma. So why don't we just simply have a pasuk by Truma, V'nese Hanach v'nigmaru mine, and make, if you will, a Kal v'chomer, and say that if by Truma you can make a shliach, certainly when it comes to Gerishin, what do we need all the shilchas? Says the Gemara, Mishum Nikol Mifrach, because you could ask, Shekein Yeshnan b'machshava. When it comes to Truma, over there it's different, that you could create Truma l'chatchila with one's machshava, with one's das. And therefore, you would not equate it to gerishin, where only a pu'ula, when the husband decides that the woman, that he wants to divorce the woman, she's not divorced until the get hits her hand. So then, a shliach would not work when it comes to gerishin. Here, the svara might be, the logic might be, that when it comes to something that all you need is machshava, so then in such a case, then a shliach could work. However, something where a case like Gerushin, where machshava is not enough, then I might think then you need a full maisa on behalf of the Baal. In other words, machshava showing that you need less action on behalf of the Baal, then a shliach would work. If machshava works, certainly a shliach. But where you need the maisa, maybe you need dafka, the maisa of the Baal himself. Oh, now we get to Hachana for Pesach. Says the Gemara, seven lines in a Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Vadistam, this is what we learn in Mishnah. Chabura she'ibed pischa. If there is a chabura that lost its current Pesach, va'amru le'echad, and they say to one of the fellows, say, ubikesh u'shchoit aleinu, go out and look for another Pesach, and do shchita for us. Va'alach u'matzav v'shachat, ve'ein lakhu v'shachto. So now this is a Mishnah in Pesachim. This is not an easy Mishnah in Pesachim. We were zochet to learn this a long time ago. And what we have is, the first Karban Pesach was lost. Someone else goes to bring the Karban Pesach and shechts it on behalf of everybody. And then they found their Karban Pesach. Ve'ein lakru v'shachtu. Im shalo nishchat rishan hu ochom mishalo v'heim ochlim v'shosim imo. If the first Karban Pesach that was slaughtered was the original shliachs, then everybody could eat together. And otherwise, then the halacha is more complicated, and we'll leave that for now. Bottom line is, it's clear that they could send somebody out as a shliach. Rashi learns, minalan, how do we know that shlucho shel adam kimoso for shchitas kodshim? When it comes to Shchitas Kodshim, how do we know that there is a concept of Shlichus? Says the Gemara, V'chitei Medielef Maharach. Okay, so maybe you'll suggest that we learn out from the other cases. That we learn out from Gerushin, from Truma. Malarach Sheken Yeshnan Chol Etzel Kodshim. All of these things are Chol when compared to Kodshim. Even Truma is a lower level of sanctity than kodshim. An example is from the halachos of tumma v'tahara, that when it comes to tumma v'tahara, so there, when something comes in contact with a shlishi b'tumma, it still becomes defiled from kodshim, even though when it comes to truma, it does not become defiled. And that, of course, is a barometer of a higher level of kedusha when it comes to kodshim. So, ma'ala hanach shken yeshnon chol etzel kodshim. Nafkin lemid Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So, we're going to need a new source, and we turn to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha minayin sheshulcha shalom kamaysay, shenem mar v'shachtu oysay kol ka'al adas Yisrael beinar bayim. Klal Yisrael is considered as if slaughtering the Karban Pesach. V'chi kol ha'kol kulan sheikhtin. Why did the pasuk go out of its way to say kol ka'al adas Yisrael? Only one of them does the shechita. Mikan sheshluchay shalodim kimeisay. So from here we learn that a shliach is considered like the person himself. So the kohen that does the shechita, he is a shliach on behalf of the bala korban. Says Gemara, nichtav rachmana bikotchem v'neisei hanach v'nigmaru minei. So why doesn't the pasuk just simply say something by kotchem, and then we will learn everything else from it? Says, I might have thought that only kodshim shlichus works, because in general, kodshim, that's how kodshim works, that the kohanim become a shliach. And only there, because we need the kohanim to do the avoda, does shlichus work. But in general, shlichus does not work. But the Gemara doesn't give up. So you're right, you can't learn directly from Kachim to tell us that a shliach for Gerushin works. But asi taisi chadam itarti. But let's learn out Truma or Gerushin from two of these makoras. Hi taisi. So the Gemara now even goes through every possibility. Which two are you going to learn to teach something else? Lo nichta rachmana b'kachim. So you want to say, let the Torah not write anything by kachim. It takes me hanach and learn from Gerushin and Truma. Malahanach, we've already took care of that. Sheken yeshan chol etzel kachim. So that's not good. Because kachim is most stringent, and therefore maybe there you need the bialim themselves. Let the Torah not write gerushin, learn from these. The other cases are machshava, and therefore maybe their shlichus works, as we explained above, that if it works machshava, there's more likely to think that shlichus will be effective, in contrast to gerushin, which needs a maisa. Ella, so what do you want? The Torah, we should have two psukim, one by kachem and by gerushin, and learn truma from it. Hachinami, says where you're right. There you got a point. Ve'atim gam atim lomali. So then why do we have the pasuk of gam atim that teaches us that there is a shliach by truma? Mimboilech de Rabbiane. Dam Rabbiane gam atim. What's the gam coming to tell you? Ma'atim b'nei bris af shluchachem b'nei bris. That the requirement is that the shliach be a ben bris. And that means that he be part of the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us at Har Sinai. In other words, he be Jewish. Says Gemara, Halam li kram ed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, am Rabbi Yechon nafkad. That we don't need the pasuk of Gamatim, that we have another pasuk. So now we've gone on to a new subject of shlichus, and that is that the shliach needs to be a ben bris, needs to be a fellow Jew, in the above cases. When it comes to Rabbi Yochanan's position, an Eved can't be a Shliach LeKabbalah because he's not in the Parsha of Gittin VeKedushin. Here the Gemara is making a subtle point, an important point, and that is if the Shliach is an extension of the Mishaleach, then he has to be able to have the same halachic power as the Mishaleach. An Eved is not in the Torah, does not have the power of Gittin V'Kedushin because he doesn't have the halachos of Gittin V'Kedushin. Says Rabbi Yochanan in Gittin Chav Gimel Mebeis, an Eved cannot be a Shliach LeKabbalah because he himself is not in the Parsha of Gittin V'Kedushin. So says the Gemara, why do I need the Pasuk Gamatem? I have this rule already of Einoi B'Toiras. Rashi explains that's a Svara. That's something that the Shliach can't do. He can't be, for himself, he can't be appointed to do, as Rashi Lub elaborates in Dibra Maslo Fisha Einoi. Enfit Eilig Gemara, Itzrach Salkadai Tachamina, Eved Lav Barateiruhu Klau. That when it comes to Eved, so then he's not included to the whole concept of doing, undoing Eishes Ish. Because he doesn't even get married. Aval Oive Kochavim, Hoelvi Isa Betruma Denaf Shei. But when it comes to a guy, he could take off Truma. And therefore, I might think that you don't need a Ben Bris for Shlichus of Truma. Disnan, Ha'oive Kochav Makusi, Shetarmu Trumas and Truma. Their Truma is effective. This is a Mishnah. This is not a liberal cause. It's a Mishnah. Perikimul Mishnah Tess in Trumas. That says that an Ovikam could be Mafresh Truma. And therefore, Emo Shliach Nami Ovid, I might think he could be the Shliach of a Jew. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is no, that he can not, and we need the Pasuk of Gam Atem. The Gemara says that only makes sense according to the majority opinion in Trumas. Ulu Rabbi Shimon de Potar. But Rabbi Shimon holds that a Goy is not in the Halachos of Truma. How do we see that? It's not. Ove Kochavim Midamas V'chayovin Ole Achoymish. That Rabbi Shimon holds, Rashi explains, that an Ove Kochavim does not have Miruach. Miruach is the moment in which the Gentile processes the fruits, and then the halacha is that normally, when the parallel takes place by a Jew, then one is chayiv to take off Truma. Literally, Miruach means when you flatten the pile. Then you're finished processing, now you're chayiv in Truma. So, when it comes to a goy, so the majority opinion says that the truma of a goy is full-fledged truma. And therefore, if it's mixed with other fruits, then everything becomes also. That's called the ma'as. Chayovin alei achoymesh means that if you eat it, then you have to pay back the value plus a fifth. Rabbi Shimon poiter. Rabbi Shimon holds there's no such thing as miruach hakam in your potter. So says the Gemara, atem gam atem lomali. So what would you say in regards to Atem Gam Atem for Rabbi Shimon? Because you would never thought that a guy is betairas. If a guy is not betairas, so then in such a case, it's a davar pashut that he can't serve as a shliach. So why do I need the pasuk gamatem? Atem gamatem lomli itzrich and fetele gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Sal kedai techamin, I would have thought, halva amar mar. Atem v'loya risen, atem v'loya shutfim, atem v'loya apotropesin, atem v'loya tarmesh sheinu shaloi. I would have said that the halacha is that the only one who could take off is the personal baal himself. If it's a sharecropper or a partner or an apotropis, those all cannot take off. As well as certainly if you don't own it at all. That's v'loya tarmesh sheinu shaloi. So, eima atem v'loya shluchachem nami. I would have thought since we discourage anybody else from taking off the truma, then we would even discourage the shliach. Kamash malon, gamatem is telling us that shlichus is acceptable when it comes to truma. This Beis Hashem concludes today's beautiful daf mem aleph in Maseches Kedushin. We learned how ish mekadesh boyu b'shlucho, teaching us the halacha the chatchila. You're supposed to marry the woman yourself because of ahavtarecha kamocha. We saw the concept that seeing the woman beforehand is more of a requirement for a man than a woman seeing her husband beforehand, because we have this rule of tav lemesav tandu mi lemesav armelu, that even if she's not so happy, his nose is a little long. Nevertheless, she would rather be married than single. It's the men who are sillier. When it comes to the halacha of marrying off one's daughter, one could also use a shliach. However, the Gemara tells us a beautiful iser de rabbanon, and that is a mitzvah chacham. We saw that the Rambam explains also adam shikadish bita kishitana acha tegodel, because of sensitivities to her own desires, that she should want to say ploni ani rotze. Then we got into sources of shlichus. We discussed 3 different sources. 1, gerushin. 2, truma. 3, karban pesach. And each one of them has unique variables. Karban Pesach, the Gemara tells us, is Kodshim. And there, when it comes to Kodshim, we need a special pasuk to tell us that the Kohen could be our Shluchim in slaughtering the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara shows, because each one of them has unique variables, you can't learn out one from the other. The one exception might be, as the Daf concludes, is the Halachos of Truma, that maybe you should be able to learn out Truma from Gerushin and Kodshim, and the Gemara concludes that we need the Pasuk of Gam Atem to teach us something else, not Shlichus, but another Prat in the Halachos of Shlichus, and we discussed 2 Halachos of Shlichus. Number 1 is that the Shliach needs to be a Bnei Bris, and even if the Shliach is a Bnei Bris, he also needs to be Betairas. Rashi explains that's a Svara, that he should be able to himself do that action in order to be a functioning emissary on behalf of the Mishalech. If he can't, then he really can't serve as an emissary on behalf of the Mishalech. And finally, the Gemara concludes that according to some opinions, the Pasuk of Gam Atem is telling us the halacha that Truma works with Shlichus, even though normally no one else could take off on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. This Beis HaShem concludes Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Kedushin.